咱上甲来祈祷。
Let's pray。
天父，你变上帝，我感谢你，搁一摆引带我到你的面前来敬拜你。
Loving Father, we thank you for bringing us in front of you to worship you again.
主你的圣灵开启我的目睭，来了解主你话语中的奥妙。
May your Spirit open the eyes of our hearts, so we can understand the mystery of your word.
基督靠主的圣灵。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 几年前，我捌分享一个故事，讲有一个人叫做 John， 伊受邀请到伫一个暗饭的 party。
A few years ago, I shared a story about a person named John and who was invited to a friend's dinner party. And that night, the host also invited some new friends. Right before dinner, they had some time to socialize and get to know each other. And some of the new friends asked John, what do you do for a living?
John 回答讲，我拄拄即无偌久换一个新的头路，伫我工作的下面呢有300人。
So John replied, I just got a new job and there are 300 people underneath me.
对方回答讲，哇，我这不得了的工作啊。
So the person said, wow, what a wonderful job.
John 继续讲，伫我工作的下面呢有300人，但是我拢无情绪的问题。
So John continued to say that I got 300 people beneath me, and I don't have any people problems.
对方问讲，哇，安尼啊，你伫什么所在工作？啊，你负责工作是甚么货呢
？So then the other person continued to ask, so where do you work and what do you actually do?
John 讲，我就伫这个墓园的工作。
So John replied, I mowed the lawn at the cemetery park, so I don't have any people problems. So 300 people buried at the cemetery, they don't have any disagreements with him. So some people say when there are people, there are problems.
使徒行传，咱所读第六章第一节讲，这个时候，信徒的数目日日加添。
The scripture I just read in Acts 6, it says, in those days, when the number of disciples was increasing.
使徒行传记载圣灵降临伫这耶稣的门徒甲这聚集的人的心中。因为安尼，因得着主的快乐为主做见证。
In Acts chapter 2, it gave an account of the Holy Spirit descending upon the disciples and those who were gathering among them, and they had strength to testify for the Lord.
门徒伫接受圣灵来降临伫因的心中的迄日呢，使徒彼得起来讲道，伫迄日圣灵的感动，3000人悔改信主。
That day when the disciples received the Holy Spirit, Apostle Peter stood up and preached, and the Holy Spirit moved 3,000 people to repent and believe. On Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit descended, that day the Church of Jesus Christ was established.
圣经里面记载讲信徒的数目日日增加。
In those days when the numbers of disciples was increasing,
初代教会的人数愈来愈多。
In the early, the first church, the people kept growing.
也安尼相对的，咱看见就讲，教会渐渐有一寡问题出来。
What comes along with it, also the problems that the early churches were facing.
当教会面对了一寡问题时，阵咱应当如何来解决呢
？So when churches face problems, what do we do to resolve them?
咱对初代教会心中的痛苦的中间呢，让咱伫属奉的顶面有真好的这个学习甲模样。
There are many lessons that we can learn from the early churches and their growing pain.
第一，咱上个来看就是讲一个不可能的任务。
And first is we see a mission as impossible.
使徒行传第六章第一节第二节安尼讲。这时候， 信徒的数目日日增加，遐讲希尼话的犹太人，甲讲希伯来话的犹太人之间发生了竞争。讲希腊话的犹太人，卖原许多的分配每日的生活费，这个事顶面忽略了因当中的官户，因此。十二个使徒召集全体信徒，对因讲：“啊，叫阮放下啊，传讲上帝信息的工作，去管理饭食，是无应当的。”
Acts 6:1-2. In those days, when the number of disciples was increasing, the Hellenistic Jews among them complained against the Hebraic Jews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food.So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, it would not be right for us to neglect the mystery of the word of God in order to wait on tables. So in the development stage of the early church, what we saw was conflicts, we saw complaints, and people being overlooked and things not right to do. So again, we ask, why did the church face so many problems? That's because none of us are perfect.
咱虽然信了耶稣基督，真做上帝子孙，咱也不完全。
And even though we believed and became God's children, we're still not perfect.
但是咱感谢上帝，在耶稣基督的内面，咱得到这个新的生命，在咱的内面的做工改变的工作，也乎咱会当愈来愈像耶稣基督的款式。
But we thank God that in Jesus Christ we have a new life and He's transforming us every single day so we become more and more like Jesus Christ. In Christ we have the grace of salvation. Well, fundamentally, we're still sinners in front of God.
为着咱付出罪的刑罚，也因为安尼，上帝来接纳咱，来看待咱罪无罪。
Because Christ already took the burden of our sins on the cross, God has received us and view us as not sinners.
其实，咱在上帝面前也还是有罪。
But the matter of fact is, we're still sinners in front of Him.
咱不过是一个蒙上帝恩典的罪人。
But we're just sinners under the grace of God.
咱一个不完全的人，要来服侍一个完全的上帝，这差不多是一个不可能的任务。
And us as an imperfect person to serve the perfect God, this mission is not possible.
咱只会当在上帝面前来服侍伊。完全是出自上帝恩典。
It's really God's grace that we could serve Him.
也因为安尼，咱应当用谦卑不配的态度来服侍上帝。
For this reason, we need to serve Him with the attitude of humility and also unworthiness.
咱侍奉的上帝啊，是一个啊对咱啊一个心性的呼召的上帝。
And to serve God is also our response to God's holy calling. As we continue to serve, we also can see us as our imperfections. And for this reason, as we serve, many times we also see this very similar circumstances the early churches that we see conflicts, complaints, negligence, and things we shouldn't do.
所以咱面对一个问题，就是讲，咱要用如何的态度来看所遇到的问题挑战呢
So the question we ask is, how, what kind of attitude do, should we have to, fit, to encounter these problems? So last month, my daughter brought my grandsons and granddaughter to visit us for 2 weeks. We were very happy to see him back in St. Louis. So they moved to Arizona for more than a year now. So our quiet home is now like now noisy again. So when they came to visit, they brought out all the toys that we've already put away. It didn't really take that much time before our living room became a war zone again. And the floor became dirty. But even then, we still really much enjoy them visiting us. But I felt something. The question is, would we rather keep the house neat, clean, and quiet, and live an undisturbed life, or would we rather to have family come visit, and although we have all the chaos, that we can still enjoy the time together? And also many families also have young kids. We thank God that in our church we have many young families and young kids. And during the weekdays, the parents have to get them up from bed. Feed them, dress them, and then either take them to the bus or take them to school themselves. And also there are many extracurricular activities. These young families really live busy lives, and we hope our children will grow up very quickly, more quickly. So the parents could have that freedom again. But then when that moment comes, then you would think, how precious was the time when they spent with you? We need to understand that where there are people, there are going to be problems and challenges that we need to face. And I think the most important part is our attitude. So in Proverbs 14:4 says, where there are no oxen, the manger is clean, but abundant crops come by the strength of the ox. This is a very important verse. Again, it says that the manger will be clean if there are no oxen.
If
啊，所以牛条内面咧必定有这牛的这排泄物，啊，这垃圾肮脏。
So if you raise these oxen to farm, there's you bound to have all these waste matters from the animals.
也所以因安尼，你若要保持牛条清洁呢，啊，带来你真侪这劳力不方便。
At the same time, if you want to keep the manger clean, it's gonna, you have to put in a lot of work and But the ox can farm, and you could reap the harvest from the field.
所以厝的牛条内若无牛呢，也因为安尼，你当保持你的牛条内面真清洁。
So if you have no ox, again, you keep the manger very clean.
但是你就无牛会当来累田来耕种。
But what would you farm with?
田里也未当有这农作物来休闲。
You won't be able to harvest from fields.
啊，所以因为安尼，咱宁可忍受牛条内遐个啊杂乱，啊，却因为安尼农作物会当来耕种，会当来丰收。
So then from this point, we would rather endure the mess in the manger and then to receive that abundant crop. So again, this verse tells us that in our daily lives at our work or in church, we're going to encounter these messy things.And the most important part is, what kind of attitude do we have? So when we encounter these problems, very frequently we get discouraged. But we need to think about how can we...result is with our faith, with our perseverance and love. Just like what the teaching is, when there are no oxen, the manger is clean. But the abundant crops will come by the strength of the ox.If you need the oxen, you expect messy mangers. So in the early churches, they were growing very rapidly, but then they encountered all these different problems.
但是因凭着信心、听主的心去解决这个问题。
But they resolve these issues by relying on their faith and their loving heart for Christ.
感谢主，也因为安尼啊，初代教会的人数、教会一直的增长，将福音会当来传扬出去。
And thank to the Lord because of this, the church was able to continue to grow and to spread the gospel.
所以今次。等你伫现在家庭嘅生活，啊，伫行业嘅顶面，伫工作嘅顶面，伫教会事奉顶面，那拄着一寡问题，拄着一寡困难嘅时阵，唔通缩住，唔通因为安尼来失去耐心，啊，凭着信心，凭着听心来去解决这。
So maybe some of us are facing some difficulties in our family and school work and church.Message is not to lose heart, not to lose endurance, but think about how can we resolve this by relying on our faith and love. Second is to continue to seek our spiritual growth. We just talked about how the early disciples, they were able to manage all the problems by relying on their faith and love. So we saw that their spiritual growth.
使徒行传第六章刷落去，伫第三、第四章安尼讲，所以兄弟，包括姊妹啊，请恁当中选出七位有名望、受圣灵充满、佮有智慧的人，啊，叫因来管理这个事务，啊，祈祷完毕，专心伫基督甲团队的事。
So at that time, the apostle told the followers, brothers and sisters, choose seven men from among you who are known to be full of spirit and wisdom. We'll turn this responsibility over to them and we'll give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word. So in those early days, they were able to select people who demonstrated a strong faith, who were respected, and also filled by the Holy Spirit and God's wisdom. It showed that they were growing spiritually. And as God's children, we need to continue to see that growth in our spiritual life. And our church theme this year is to grow together in Christ.
And
we hope that we can all grow through our devotions, our prayers, Bible studies, fellowships, and Sunday schools, and Sunday worships.
The
scripture was inspired by God and was written by many different authors over a 1500 years period.
圣经的里面内容包括文学、历史、比如神学和末世论。
The Bible has poetry, history, parables, theology, and apocalypse. And there are many Bible verses we could easily understand and apply to our lives. But there are also many verses that we need to really spend the time to understand the historical and cultural context so we could understand that the original meaning. And once we have that understanding, we won't help us not just to interpret, but based on our limited and personal opinions. We need to read God's word with a modest heart. So that we could understand what God's will is and walk on His path of light. God's word and the Holy Spirit can help us discern what God's will is, so could help us to follow that.
撒迦利亚书第四章第六节，上主讲：唔通挖靠势力，唔通挖靠财灵，乃是挖靠外灵，才会当成事。
So Zechariah 4:6 says, "Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit," says the Lord Almighty.
这个背景就是约伫主前520年，所罗巴伯领导一批人对。巴比伦倒转到伫耶路撒冷，要去重建啊破坏受破坏的圣殿。
So this verse was referring to in 520 BC when Zerubbabel was leading people from Babylon, back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
啊，上帝通过撒迦利亚先知甲所罗巴伯讲，唔通我靠家己的势力啊才能，还是我靠上帝能，才会当去完成重建圣殿的代志。
So through Prophet Zechariah told King Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit.
圣经甲咱讲，咱爱倚靠上帝，才会当去完成事工。但是另外，咱也受教导讲，爱运用上帝所赏赐予咱的恩赐才能去完成上帝工作。
So scripture teaches us that we have to rely on God to complete complete ministry, but also teaches us to use our talents and abilities to do that.
安尼，咱如何去知影啊？咱所完成的是真正靠着上帝在咱的灵的内面，咱的心中内面啊，上帝灵的能力去做，也是讲啊，靠着咱自己的气力。
So the question then is, how do we know that what we achieve is by the power of the Holy Spirit in our life versus our own abilities, and is there a difference? So God allows us to develop our skills, and these skills, they're a gift from God.
所以，当咱运用咱的这些恩赐才能去完成每一项代志的时阵，咱就是用谦卑的心去肯定，这所有一切的成就，拢是出自上帝恩典来做成。
So when we use our talents and abilities to complete all the tasks, our humble heart would acknowledge that all the accomplishments are all because of God's grace.
啊，咱伫上主的事工里面，就是爱真正小心，唔通落伫家己主观的想法，啊，失去了对上帝的信任。
So when we serve, we need to be careful and not fall into our own subjective thoughts and lose the dependence, our dependence on God.
伫圣经的内面，大卫王一个错误的决定。
And one of the fatal mistakes that King David made led to the loss of 70,000 lives.
历代志上上卷21:14安尼讲，上主降瘟疫伫以色列人身上，有70,000人死亡。
So in 1 Chronicles 21:14 says, so the Lord sent a plague on Israel, and 70,000 men of Israel fell dead.
代比吩咐伊下面的将军约押来数点以色列人的数目。
So David asked his general Joab to count the number of the Israelites.
约押将军感觉着讲这是不对的，啊，所以伫历代志录上卷21:3，伊对大卫安尼讲：“我主为何吩咐行这个代志？啊，为何以色列百姓陷入伫罪的内面呢？”
So Joab didn't think this was the right thing to do. So he said to David in 1 Chronicles 23, "Why does my Lord want to do this? Why should he bring guilt on Israel?"
但是大卫坚持要安尼做，所以因安尼大大得罪着上帝。
But David insisted, and for this they transgressed, they offended God.
为什么大卫伫数点以色列百姓的人数的顶面来得罪上帝呢
？So why did this census offend God？
因为大卫数点以色列的人数。啊，意思就是伊要去知影讲伫以色列百姓中间啊有偌济人，啊，所以因为安尼，伊会当靠偌济的这个人头数，啊，有偌济重兵，啊，会当驻兵，也因为安尼，伊通知影讲伊的国力啊是偌大、偌强烈，啊，所以可以会当来准备一种发动战争。
So the main reason David wanted to know the exact number of the population is for him to figure out how much tax he could collect, how many men could actually become be soldiers, and so he can know his military strength, so, and for him to prepare for any kind of war. And on this, this was completely against the principle of faith. And David was relying on himself to lead the Israelites and not relying on God. So on this, David did not see God's will. So if they would look back in history, he would have seen how Joshua led the Israelites around the city of Jericho.
And
he would have remembered how Gideon used 300 people to defeat the Midianite army of
125,000.
And you also would have remembered the story of King Judah, Jehoshaphat, how he was facing three different enemies, and then he led a group of men to sing, and God himself defeated the enemies. And all this history teaches us that the importance of faith. It's not by our might, but by God's
strength.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. And finally, our full commitment to the Lord.
And
there's a common saying, no pain, no gain.
Okay,
we saw a lot of growing pains in the early church. So the apostles told the followers to select seven deacons who have demonstrated faith in them. And also their actions. So in 6:5, we read that this proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. And after being selected as a deacon, he fully committed himself to spread the word of God and to testify for the Lord. And for that, he was stoned to death and also became the first martyr.
And
And continuing in verse 5, it says they also chose Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas from Antioch, a convert to Judaism.
聖經學者跟我們說這些人的名字都是希臘人的名字。
So the biblical scholars told us that these are all Greek names.
所以在第一书的行传第六章第一节底下所讲的就是讲，啊，在当时遐的百万教会的树干的顶面来混入了安尼，啊，遐的讲希腊话的人，啊，就是这人。
So again, back in verse 1, those who were complaining were these Jews who spoke Greek.
这对教会事工有埋怨，啊，当教会发现了讲有这问题，并需要有人出来解决的时候，这人愿意挺身啊，微信出来解决这问题。So
these people who were complaining, they identified the issues, and when they needed people to step up, these people were willing to step up to resolve these issues.
这是偌水的一件代志。
And how beautiful this was.
因安尼教会一定会增长耶稣基督福音，一定不断来宣扬出去。
And for that, the church continued to grow, and the gospel of Jesus Christ continued to spread out.
当咱的教会团体啊，拄着一挂问题的时阵，咱并唔是讲拄着这个问题，安尼我离开一间教会，来去找一间无问题的教会。
So when we see these problems in our fellowship and in our church, the solution is not to just leave and find another perfect church. If we take that approach, we'll find ourselves continuously looking for that perfect church.
就是在家庭关系的，父母关系的，也是同款啊。
And this also extends to our own family lives.
在咱现在遇到问题时阵，咱安怎来面对这些问题？主会帮助来解决这些问题。
So when we see these problems, how do we rely on God to help us resolve these issues?
咱鼓励教会兄弟姊妹去发现教会伫各事工的顶面啊，找出这些问题。
And we encourage all the brothers and sisters to identify these issues in our ministries.
啊，将这问题来反映伫这团体当中，啊，执事会内面的执事会是修会内面的这长老也是牧师，咱所有当中大家应当有真正啊宽宏的度量来接受无共款的意见。
And also to relay these issues to the co-workers, to the deacons and elders, and at the same time we need to accept these different opinions with tolerance.
咱绝对唔通有人提出无同款的意见的时阵，咱就讲啊，伊是反对教会。And
we shouldn't just assume that they're disagreeing when they come up with a different opinion.
反倒等这些人就是因为听教会，没有教会达到更加好的。But
in contrast, these people are trying to help the church get to a better place.
所以，当咱看到了问题，爱来解决问题的时阵，大家也应当共同挺身出来，微信来解决这个问题。
So we encourage people when we see these problems and we need to resolve them, we need to step up and commit ourselves to come up with solutions.
也因安尼教会当伫大家事工的顶面继续来进步精进，教会团结得更加来健全，唔外来宣扬耶稣基督的福音。So
that we can continue to grow in our ministries, become a healthier church, and also spread the gospel to others.
初代教会的执事、门徒、信徒。 大家全然微信，啊，甚至为了主的恩果来牺牲顺教的精神，这做咱真水的属奉的模范。And
the early church would serve as a really good model for us in how they come together to commit themselves and even to sacrifice their lives.
在公元前480年。 在希腊东部的一个山邑，就是讲一面靠山，啊，一面靠海，一个所在叫做啊特摩比利山口。啊，斯巴达的国王迪奥尼达率领7000的希腊军。 啊，其中包括300斯巴达的精兵来对抗波斯25万的大军。
In 480 BC, there's a place in eastern Greece called Thermopylae, against in between the mountains and the seas. And at that place, King Leonidas led 7,000 Greeks and 300 people against the Persian army of
250,000.
And the Greek and the Spartans, they were all annihilated by the Persian army. So before their impending death, they sent a message through someone.
这个信息安尼写讲，拜托这个人，先问人啊，请甲斯巴达人讲，阮已经表现了因所期待阮表现的款式，并且阮是埋葬伫这个所在。
So that this message back home says, stranger, tell the Spartans that we behave as they would wish us to and are buried here.
在斯巴达的精兵因尽忠到心志。
These Spartan men, they fought to their death.
今仔日，伫世上，咱所有军队耶稣基督的人，是毋是会当亲像迄个车人啊，要倒转来？报告这消息，迄个斯巴达啊，就交代去倒转因家乡报告的消息。咱俩安尼对咱的主来传信息，甲咱的主安尼讲。
So can we, as the followers of Christ, also send a very similar message to the Lord?
讲归路人啊，请甲阮的主，阮已经表现了伊所期待阮。表現的寬心，並且阮懷中之家。
Can we say, passerby, tell our Lord that we have behaved as He would wish us to behave and are buried here?
出來教會的使徒甲教會的執事信徒，因全然委身，甚至願意順道犧牲性命在所不惜，所以因為安尼。
The apostles and the deacons in the early churches, they were fully committed to the Lord and even willing to sacrifice their lives. They're definitely our role models.
咱今会当亲像这个斯巴达的精兵，也是讲使徒殉道的精神。
And can we follow the spirit of the Spartan men and also the apostles?
咱感谢主，咱的教会的执事，咱的长老，大家伫各个事工的顶面拢非常的尽心。
We thank God that all the deacons and elders on all the different ministries are very committed.
咱若看起伫顶个月，咱教义厅遐侪遮邮差遮工作需要进行的时阵，大家共同全力来策划来参与。咱若看见着讲，咱的教会大家这种团结精神的殊荣的精神。
Last month we saw how everyone came together to help with the painting of the fellowship hall and how we're it's a beautiful testimony to the Lord.
我们大家在各个事奉的顶面，也相关的这种的精神，继续来侍奉主。通过使徒行传，咱直接看见初代教会因经过成长的痛苦。
So we hope that we continue to have the same spirit in all the different ministries. And again, in the early church, we see their growing pain.
咱看见一个不可能的任务。
We saw an impossible mission.
咱不完全的人要来侍奉完全的主上帝，几乎差不多是不可能的代志。
It was impossible for us to imperfect men to serve the perfect Lord.
咱会当来侍奉主，完全是出自上帝恩典。
But we can do so because of God's grace.
咱在不完全侍奉的中间，咱需要凭着信心、耐心、贴心来去解决咱所遇到种种的挑战。
And in our service, we also need to rely on our faith, our perseverance, and loving heart to resolve issues. And same for in our family lives and in our work. We also need to continue to grow spiritually, and our ability to serve comes from our spiritual growth. We need to continue to be close with God so we can understand His will and follow that. Also, learn from the apostles and early church deacons about how they're committed to the Lord. In the same way, it also takes our full commitments in our family lives and work to serve the Lord.
Let's pray.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for many grace in our lives.
And
we also thank you for the grace to continue to lead us in our school, our work, and our family
lives.
We still have many difficulties and challenges in our lives. And help us to continue to rely on our faith and perseverance in
you.
And also through these challenges, help us experience how great your great abundance.
And Lord,
we know you know all of our problems. We continue to rely on you to lead us. So that we can hold on to you.
And Lord,
we also thank you for blessing us with many young families and young children in our church and help us in our search for this youth ministry director to really take on this role. And Lord, you also know that we prepare an outreach activity on August 25th to welcome all the new students, and we also would lift this up to you. We also lift up our camping, the camping activities during the Labor Day weekend planned by the youth, the Young Family Fellowship, and we also hope that this will also become an outreach opportunity. We also lift up our session meeting this afternoon and help us to continue to serve you. Really help us to come together as a beautiful team to serve you. Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.